USA Radio News.
A redacted version of the affidavit used to secure the search warrant for former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate is set to be unsealed Friday under a judge order. The Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions to the document on Thursday, prompting the judge to agree to unseal the document on Friday by noon. Some documents related to the search warrant have already been released, showing that a number of classified documents had been found at Mar-a-Lago. Under the law, the former President Donald Trump was not supposed to possess any presidential records, which are supposed to be under the control of the National Archives. The affidavit would reveal more of the justification for the search and some of the evidence that the government presented to the judge. This is USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
The number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week is down. Numbers out from the Labor Department on Thursday show 243,000 claims for the week ending August 20th, a decline of 2,000 from the previous week. The biggest declines in claims were in New Jersey, California, and Indiana. Massachusetts and Connecticut had the biggest increases. Folks in central and southern Mississippi are continuing to deal with heavy flooding. Cars, homes, and entire neighborhoods are underwater. There have been more than 100 water rescues, among them daycare centers, along with dozens of nursing home residents. Wednesday was the state's third straight day of rain. More than 5 million people remain under flood watches Thursday, as some areas in the state are getting up to 12 inches of rain in a single day. The National Weather Service saying they do not expect the storm to pass until Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
As illegal immigrants continue to enter the United States, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is sending more busloads to New York City and Washington, D.C. Maverick County, Texas Deputy Constable Frank Bowles tells Fox and Friends that about 3,000 illegal immigrants arrive every single day.
The numbers they're seeing in New York is nothing to what we're seeing here.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams vowed to help any illegal immigrant who arrives in New York while accusing Abbott of using humans as props to send a political message. As a drought continues on the West Coast, more bones are showing up at Lake Mead.
The Clark County Coroner has identified human remains discovered at Lake Mead in Nevada during the spring. Thomas Ernst of Las Vegas drowned on August 2, 2002. The identification was based on investigative information, DNA analysis, and reports from the original incident. Kayakers discovered the skeletal remains in Colville Bay. That's on the north side of the lake. Police and park officials determined the death was not suspicious. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Oklahoma carried out the execution of death row inmate James Coddington. The State Department of Corrections saying Coddington was executed by lethal injection Thursday morning at the state penitentiary in McAllister. He was sentenced to die for the 1997 beating death of 73-year-old Albert Hale. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.